This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Eben just called in at the farmhouse and wanted to say hi to Dr. Richard Allen Miller. There you go. Truck driver Jay, you're on the air with Doc Ram.
Good morning, Vincent. Good morning, Doc Ram. We were talking a while back about quality of, things that are made and a uninterrupted power supply. That's one of them. You get what you pay for, and sometimes those things are not cheap. I used to have one, and I lived in an area that was very prone to power surges, and you're going to pay a lot of money for one that's really good. That's just one of those things.
Well, I have to agree with you, except for one point. Unless you ferret out the best buy on the internet, and that's what I try to do. So, the one that I'm running this broadcast on right now is I think world class. It's made by a company called American Power Conversion, or APC, and I bought one used on the internet on eBay, and I paid around $50 for it. It's 1,500 watts, which is unheard of. Typically, that unit would be 10 times the cost. And then what I did was I bought a new battery for it, actually two new 12-volt sealed lead-acid batteries, like motorcycle battery size, and I put them in it, and they were about $50. So for $100, I got it. Now, you're right. You should get what you pay for. Not always the case. Sometimes you get ripped off. Rick, what are your thoughts?
So it used to be there were two options. You had Best Buy and the cheapest. And now it's simply cheapest, and it's all coming from one country, China. I mean, there's Pakistan, other things like that, but there's no production in America anymore because it's just not happening. I remember Snap-on and Craftsman, where you broke it, you take it in, you replace it, just like that. It didn't happen very often because they didn't break. Now you've got Harbor Freight, and everything breaks. I mean, I go through screwdrivers. I can't believe it. And
I've got some Harbor Freight screwdrivers, and what they do is they give them to you as a gift, to get you to show up at the store. Now, let me talk about these screwdrivers. Now, if you want a screwdriver where the shaft of the screwdriver is in the same plane as the handle, you may not find that for these free screwdrivers. They actually, the shafts are bent on the ones that they gave us for free. So you're right. Now, Harbor Freight's got some pretty cheesy electrical tools, ones that are driven by AC.
There's nothing going on here. It's like when you have a product to sell, you have several options on the ethics of what you choose to do. You can do like the Germans, which is market supply, like supply and demand. If there's shortages, you raise the price, that kind of thing. The other place is fair wage markup. Now, fair wage markup is what I've always recommended for farms, but you say there's no such thing as export anymore. And so what we're dealing with now is a new direction in agriculture where everybody is adding value and barter. I remember doing a tour in Cornell, and they had the Ithaca dollar. They paid us, as a grad student teaching classes, they paid us in Ithaca dollars, and I could spend it anywhere in town. I'm not going anywhere. I'm in school. So I've got my rent, I've got food, I've got clothing, entertainment. Anywhere in town, Ithaca dollar. I'd like everybody to think about that, because right now I've got lots of little tiny pieces of land everywhere in rural Oregon. Now, there's, you know, squares. And it would seem like what I'm going to do Friday is I'm going to design a solvent extraction recovery plant that you can make for less than $2,000, critical, and it sits on your kitchen table. You use 305 stainless rather than 316. You get it for scrap from old Coca-Cola vending machines. It's adding value to the product before it leaves the gate, because that's what everybody's got to sell now, labor. And it's terrible. I'm looking at all my trees here in where I live, and every single one is dying. And I look in the tree, and it's got all this moss in it. And there's over $200 in that moss tree there, the one that needs to be dropped. I've got a firewood, and then I got $200 worth of moss I could sell to the local florist. Now, I don't, it's a way of being. And consumerism, where they replace the TV rather than, what was the old TV where they would change the voltage so that it worked right? What was that? What TV was?
You're talking about the quality goes in before the name goes on, Zeniths?
I forget what they called it. It had a special name, and every TV was different. Yeah, and so you balanced it.
Okay. Are you talking about these vacuum tube? Like if
I'm trying to think of the name of the TV that did this though. It was.
Are you talking about the one with a lifetime guarantee? That one.
Well, yeah, no. If it broke down, you took it in, and they'd replace a part. And sometimes the part wasn't a standard part, so they used this resistor, and then they had to balance it over there with that bridge. That kind of thing. And it was a TV that had, like, heat kit. It was TAC. They had these quality speakers and things like that that you could... it's not the same anymore. It's digital.
Are you talking about how you could... If you had a television when they had vacuum tubes, we're talking about from the beginning of televisions, they started using vacuum tubes for the circuits, and then ultimately they were replaced with transistors and then onto integrated circuits. Well, during the vacuum tube era, you could take out the vacuum tubes, bring them to the drugstore or the discount chain. They'd have a self-test tube tester, and you'd take the tubes that you had in a little bag, and you'd put them in, and you'd set the dials based on that particular tube, and it would tell you if the tube is weak or good or bad. And then you could buy the tubes there and plug them back into your TV set, and you'd be good to go again. Well, then there were also a way of, if the picture tube became weak, you could put on a device that would increase the voltage of the picture tube to take a weak picture tube and make it operational again. And what I used to do with tubes that became weak, if they were a 6-volt tube, I had a variable transformer, power supply, and I would apply 6 volts to it, and then I would apply like 6.1, 6.2, 6.0, up to maybe 6.5 volts, maybe 7, for a couple hours, and I would heat that tube a little higher than it would normally be driven, and I would descale the inside of the tube electrically. So I would rejuvenate the tubes electrically. And you could do those kinds of things. But you were talking about something, this the good and the bad products. Well, in economics, there is a law called Gresham's Law, Gresham's Law. And it's a monetary principle that states that bad money drives out good. Absolutely true. We have the Federal Reserve Accounting Unit dollar, the fraud, F-R-A-U-D, and that is bad money, and it drove out gold and silver. We have poor quality products, as you mentioned Rick, that like Harbor Freight had some substandard products, and they drove out the good products, like Craftsman. Who's going to buy a Craftsman product when it costs way more than these cheap, disposable, throwaway Harbor Freight products? Well, now Harbor Freight has dominated the tool industry, and who's going to go to Craftsman? Because now Craftsman is selling the Chinese tools, just like Harbor Freight. So you pick one. You say, do I want my Harbor Freight tool to say Craftsman and pay more, or do I want my Harbor Freight tool to say Pittsburgh and pay less? And what people are doing is they're paying less. So the poor quality drove out the good quality, just like Gresham's Law. Bad money drives out good. Absolutely visible right there at Harbor Freight and Sears. You can see what happened. You're correct. And if you heard the top of the hour news, there was a little piece on the U.S. government is thinking of putting tariffs on imported parts. Okay, let's talk about that for just a second. We have a Case brand backhoe. It's probably 30 years old. And it has a Cummins engine, diesel engine. And the starter is made by who? Denso. Who's Denso? Well, you used to know them as Nippon Denso. It's Asian. If you have a Dodge pickup truck with a Cummins diesel engine, it has a Denso starter made by what used to be known as Nippon Denso. So it has an Asian starter in a U.S. pickup truck. Okay? And if you want air conditioning and you look under the hood of, it doesn't matter whether it's a Mercedes, a Ford, a Chrysler, General Motors, it doesn't matter. The air conditioning compressor is made by an Asian company. We don't make them anymore. We used to. It used to be Frigidaire. It used to be Ford. It used to be Chrysler. Nope, not anymore. They use compressors for air conditioning made by Asian companies. I think that is the point you were making. Is that correct?
There was a TV, a special TV, that when it
RCA?
Broke...
Hello? An RCA?
I'm sorry?
Well, are you thinking about RCA?
No, it was not RCA. It had a special name, and when it broke, there was a special repairman. He repaired it. He didn't replace it. He repaired it, and he didn't replace parts. He designed the TV so that it was a unique, one of a kind. It works. I can't think of the name of it. It's M. I think it started with an M. It's right there. In any case, that TV was an example of the way it could have, should have, would have gone. Should have always played like that, and we never went in that direction. And there are options when you want to sell something. You have options, and you can go Best Buy, you can Fairwage. I paid $6 for it. I've got 10 hours of labor on it. Blah, blah.
All right, going into a break.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And If you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, Doc Graham, I figured out what you're talking about. I figured out the company. You know, I was having a heck of a time because this company that you were talking about was building electronics back in the 1970s, the mid-70s. And the company was called Curtis Mathis. And it was a television. They made a television that consisted of 11 parts. It had 7 circuit boards, a tuner, a picture tube, transformer, and a cabinet. And the repairman, if he came out to your location, he had everything. He had everything he needed, and he could snap in the parts. Typically, it seldom lasted more than 20 minutes to repair that television. And if he came to your place, it was $20. If you brought it to them, it was free. So I believe that's the company you're talking about. Is that right?
And I really thought that was a great idea because you made DeLoreans. You didn't make things to replace like Napa. That concept ruined the automobile industry, in my opinion. They said it made it. In my opinion, it was a wrong turn.
I was explaining to one of our neighbors last night. I was talking to her, and I explained how some vehicles have cartridge-type oil filters. Mercedes has a cartridge-type oil filter, and you open unscrew this cap on the housing, an aluminum housing that's cast, and you just pull out the oil filter cartridge and you put in the new one. Well, Ford, Chevy, Chrysler don't do that. What they have is a replaceable spin-on filter. So you just spin off the old one and you spin on the new one, but you increase the volume of the landfill by doing that. And it's wasteful. And the other thing that I explained to this lady was about the air cleaners. It used to be back in the 1950s that an American automobile had a lifetime air filter. And it consisted of a metal housing and an oil bath. We put some engine oil, maybe 4 ounces of engine oil, into this canister. And the air was directed so that it would go straight down. It would come in through the intake of this air filter. It would go straight down. And the velocity of the air would, and it would then it would do a U-turn just above the oil tray. And it would do a U-turn, and the heavy particles couldn't make the U-turn because of the speed of the air flowing through the air filter. The heavy particles that were in the air would go straight down. The U-turn would force the motion of the particles in the air would go straight down and get trapped in the oil. And all you would do is clean out the oil tray, put in new oil, and you were good to go. Lifetime oil filter, or air filter, I should say. No longer the case. And what happened was that the manufacturers decided we're missing out on an opportunity. We can sell oil filters and air filters at a higher frequency and force our customers to come in for more service, like the 5,000-mile or 3,000-mile oil change and the 10,000-mile air filter change. That's what the industry did. Any comments before we take Kurt in Idaho?
Well, yeah, I'd like to say that, like, I watched my girlfriend's brand new automobile, the Honda, that goes in listen, the whole thing is a mess. It's wrong. The way they've structured it is to be in, like, car dealers. There's maybe 1,000 cars in that lot. Are they going to sell all those cars?
Eventually,
well,
I
where
guess.
Do they go? Where do those cars go when they don't sell them?
Have you? Well, I'll tell you where they go. They've got a place in the desert in the United States that is like an old airstrip, you know, massive, massive airstrip. And it's in the desert, and that's where the Volkswagens are parked that they can't sell because of the emissions scandal. Absolutely true. Thousands and thousands. It's unbelievable how many cars they've got there just sitting there because they don't know what to do with them. Kurt in Idaho, welcome. You're on with Rick Miller and me.
Hey, Vinny, what's happening?
Well, just kind of ranting and raving. So Kurt Wilson's with us, and Kurt Wilson is a broadcaster. He's a USA Prepares instructor. He's got a radio show that's heard worldwide. Kurt, we're going into, guess what, a commercial break. And if you could just hang in there, I'd love to hear what's on your mind. So we'll be right back after these bottom-of-the-hour commercial announcements.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
Turn it. Today's hot.
Watch it.
Take
God, you're
when you go to the DC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Doc Rams with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. You want to go to the website, RichardAllenMiller.com, RichardAllenMiller.com, Facebook page, Doc Ram, DocRam.com. During the commercial break, two vehicles just showed up for service here at the farm. This is kind of a thing that's It's increasing at an increasing rate. It's unbelievable. And how this happens. And I was talking with Kurt Wilson, who's on the line with us right now, and the same thing was happening to him. People in Idaho are finding that they just can't go to these shops because the shops don't do the work right and they overcharge. Am I saying that correctly or not, Kurt?
You're just too damn nice, Benny. You're too politically correct, because there's other much stronger language that we use here. I'm in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and it's a retirement community, tourist community type thing. So, and they have this scam they play, and it's all over the newspapers and the television and the magazines. Shop local. Support local merchants. Okay? So I want a shell for my pickup. I look at the four dealers in this area, and it's all $2,300, $2,400. I go to Spokane, which is, 30 miles west of me. It's $1,600.
Mm-hmm.
You want an oil change? I have a pretty for crying out.
I remember when it didn't have any houses on it anywhere. I did my undergraduate work at Pullman, and that's where I'd go to get a break. And Coeur d'Alene has changed, but Spokane is creepy. I can't believe what's happening back there. I used to think I was going to live there. I lived in the Okanagans for about 30 years, during my military and so on. And what the problem is, Seattle has changed. And now the Okanagans, 4 hours, 5 hour drive, is nothing for a getaway. And, Grants Pass, where I live here, the traffic is creepy. And why? It's, everybody is a me first or la, la, la. They're not a conscience either way. And the quality of work that they would do is shown. I mean, in the quality of parts. I have a friend that has a transmission shop. He's got his own Bridgeport mill. He makes a transmission part. He doesn't go buy it. He makes it. And that is old school. And that is where we're going shortly. And it's going to be local, because you can't afford to ship it. Even the U.S. Postal Service is breaking down now. And it's intentionally, by the way, it's unfortunate, because the U.S. Postal Service is probably the only thing our government ever really actually did right. I'm blown away at what is happening with the difference between George Washington's United States and George Bush's. There's quite a difference, and I can't believe where we've gone. I used to have pride. Men were ugly, and that was after Vietnam. Everything went downhill, and China came in with the yuan. And what is happening now is everybody's had their money, so they try to buy the cheapest. Now, do you go to Safeway or Albertsons? Why would you go one or the other? Well, I like the bakery. I like the specials, da-da-da-da-da. Everybody's got a different habit. But habits take 3 months to change, and you should be changing your habits all the time, because otherwise you're going to fall in a rut. And guess what? We have. And now there's nothing to show for it. Cottage industries, where you add value and you have before your crop leaves the farm, it's farm gate, and you barter. Barter. That's where it's going to go. This Bitcoin crap, I think Rothschild is intentionally trying to cause a catastrophe before the dollar crashes, just to be last man standing. That's how they think. I'm totally lost in the way people want to be and why. Money can't get you there. It's not. It's not about money. It's, I would rather be broke. I'm wealthy and green. Everything's green. And I miss the barter part of, not Mexico, you know, where you haggle, but the kinds of fair wage. I did this, that's what it's worth. It doesn't happen anymore. There's no prize. I don't know why.
Kurt, you were talking about the cap for a truck and the price difference between shopping locally and shopping just a little farther away. absolutely true. I went to I was invited when I moved to Virginia to the Lions Club. They had the annual guys get together, and that was like a cookout at Ray's Cabin. And so I happened to sit next to a guy, and I was new in town. No one knew me except the realtor. The realtor was a member of the Lions Club, and he invited me in. And so I was his guest. And I sat next to a guy who happened to be a car dealer. I said, "Oh, wow. So you're the car dealer in town. You're the Ford dealer." "Yeah." I said, "So let me ask you, if a person from our little town wanted to buy a car from you and a person 20 miles down the road wanted to buy the same car from you, who would get the better deal, the best deal?" He said, "Well, the guy 20 miles away." I said, "Why is that?" He said, "Well, because they're coming farther and we have to encourage them to, you know, come farther, and so we'd give them the better deal." And I said, "So you'd be giving a better deal, a lower price, to a guy who does not live in the village where you live, but lives outside the village?" And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, I appreciate that. You've told me everything I need to know." That's what you just said.
Well, that's how it works. That's exactly how it works.
So in Grand Theft, we have superstores. We have Bi-Mart. We have Walmart. We have Fred Meyer. And they're all different. They're like, you know, cheapest is Walmart. Bi-Mart, turns out anything you buy at Bi-Mart is a better buy than anywhere else in town. It's just certain things, and you get your supplies there, like your pharmacy. And I have worked there twice. And it's fun to work there because everybody knows everybody else. And you look for something, and you don't find it, then you go to Fred Meyer or something of that nature, furniture, whatever. But the Bi-Mart concept is local, Fred Meyer is regional, and Walmart is another country. And they're all carrying the same product, China, but different buyers, like Nordstrom, so on, but this kind of jean, not that one. And that's because the thread count was this, not that. And what I want to say is something more, I don't know, innovative. I thought Ithaca Dollar back in the 60s was very cool. I did a little graduate work there at Cornell, and I taught, and they paid me in Ithaca dollars. And it was very cool because I could spend them anywhere in town. I could go to a movie. Everybody took the Ithaca dollar. Now, what are you going to do when you go to Reed Sport? And then I'm going to Seattle, Bellingham, and then Nanaimo. And they're, you know, they're all different. They're all networked as Unity Church. And they talk to each other, and they have certain directions that they do in terms of buying. Now, a sustainable light bulb like that in British Columbia would have Ducobors farming, I don't know, one of the, like Noni, something like that. Okay. It's a niche market. And what they've done is they on-site make it. Right now in Oregon, there's people are saying put in hemp fields. This is big business. I'm going to get into hemp. You know, it's kind of like getting into cotton, except that the final product requires processing, which is a solvent, CO2, solvent extraction recovery plant. Now, there's no reason why you can't make the used one out of 305 stainless as opposed to 316 from old Coca-Cola vending machines, because stainless is around everywhere. And that would allow you to sell to 200 people in Oregon rather than 9 people in national for distribution. And it broadens your market. The profit margins are different. Vertical integration means you have control of your entire product. And then they have quality assurance 1 year to the next, so it doesn't jiggy-jack, because crops will. You know, 1 year, have good sun and weather. Next year, you won't, and the crop is a little thin. Doesn't taste quite as good, whatever. There's a balance here. And I think that more broad vertical integration, where you do 4 things, like a farmer is like a physicist. He knows how to weld, animal husbandry. He's got some background in field crops. And, oh, yes, he repairs machines in the winter. And it's going to hit a brick wall. Cities are not going to work shortly. And I don't know what China's, all these cities they built that are empty, what is that all about? Is that for end of days? Do you know what I'm talking about? China has
absolutely
all these.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. They built them very quickly.
What do they know? What is that about?
They're beautiful. They're beautiful, and they're empty. I've got a question for Kurt. Kurt, we were talking about your neck of the woods and what was happening. What's happening with you?
Well, I got an announcement, and you're the second person to know. I've been on the air now for 20 years. Two years.
Wait, hold on. Who was the first?
Oh, my audience.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
I only have one person that listens to me, right?
So I me too. Oh, we're neck and neck.
Yeah. I spent the first 2 years of my career as a call-in co-host in Modesto, California. It was a liberal radio station there that nobody would call in. So I knew the manager of the station, and these idiots thought that everybody in Central Valley of California were liberals, so they wanted a liberal station, and nobody did. But I would call in, and I'd talk to the guy, and I'd praise him for explaining things in from his viewpoint, and I'd tell him, you need to stop crying and stop whining so much, because he was always bitching about, this is Pohunkville. I don't want to be here. So after 2 years, they put me on the air. And then I spent another 18 years on the air, and when we come back from the break, I'll wrap it up for you.
Yeah, I'd love to hear the story. Kurt Wilson and Doc Ram. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-484-4444.
855-435-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Doc Graham's with us. Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Kurt Wilson's with us. Armchair Survivalist. And we're the second to learn of this. Kurt, please continue.
Yeah, well, okay, so I've been on my show for 18 years with Todd the Engineer, and Sunday Todd tells me about 2 weeks ago, he goes, I'm done. I haven't had a day off in 8 years. So he's basically sort of forced me off of doing a live show, and I not looked at this. The last time I had a vacation was 22 years ago. And we run a store in Hayden, Idaho, and I work on my radio show, and you know this, 40 hours a week at least, accumulating data and researching down the rabbit hole to find out the truth about certain things. And then Saturday, I accumulate my notes and cull out the superfluous, and then Sunday, I do the show, and that's it. So that's what I've been doing now for 18 years. And I said, you know what? I'm going to take this as a sign from God. So I'm retiring from radio. So just to let everyone know, this Sunday is going to be my last radio show, my last live radio show. And I'm going to miss it, but it's interesting. You go to armchairsurvivalist.com and you can see how to listen to me. Right now, I'm on internet. I have podcasts. I'm on shortwave. I'm on satellite. I'm rebroadcast on dozens of stations all over the world. But it's time for me to take a break. Not saying I won't come back, because I've already got about 3,000 emails from people telling me that I need to come back because of what I do. You know what I do what you do, right? I talk about how to fix things, not just things are screwed up, but how to fix them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking through I'm going to put a list together of what I've talked about. I've kept my notes. I've only kept my show notes for the past 8 years since I started with Todd. Before that, I'd throw them away. So I'm keeping the show notes. So I'm looking through my show notes, and my God, I can't believe how much stuff I talk about. Non-electric lighting, cell phones, and voice over internet protocol, how to cook, vacuum packing food, secrets of stock refinishing, detox programs, water, how to filter and store it, six areas totalitarian governments must control, and it goes on and on and on and on and on. And I've got 8 years of this stuff. So I can't make a list. I just wanted to tell everybody in my show just to let them know. But anyway, so Sunday is my last radio show, live radio show. I might be coming back and it might either be live or it might not be live or it might not come back. I don't know. I'm taking a hiatus. I earned it. And that'll give me more free time. I can come on your show. So just
I was going to ask you next. Know.
Well, I don't know. It depends.
Okay. So you, you know? Will be. Yeah. So you
well,
might come
you know,
back
I was a,
right here.
Yeah, I might come back. As a radio host, I might come back as a radio host. I might
be
not.
With
it
us?
All depends. Yes. Yes, I'll still be with you. I'll still be running the store. We still have Survival Enterprises running. It's just that I need a break. And, I tell you, I was a master gunsman for 25 years. And you know what I didn't do in 25 years? I didn't go hunting because I was fixing everybody else's guns. I was sighting everybody's guns in and repairing them. And add to that being a radio host, I haven't had a vacation in so many years. It's stupid. And I have to do the crap that I've been telling everybody else to do. So it's a... Yeah, you know what I mean. You got to get your stuff done, and that's why I wanted to call in because you got a lot of people that listen to you that listen to me as well.
I only had one, and you only had one.
Well, actually, I got 18 and a half. One of the guys called me and said that his dog listens.
No, I was doing KMZX out of San Francisco when it first started. Remember that one?
What station were you on?
What's that?
What were you on?
KMPX out of San Francisco when we would play Velvet Underground or Iron Butterfly for 17 minutes rather than slide commercial bit.
Yeah. Do you remember KZAP downtown Sacramento?
I did. I broadcasted 800 micrograms somewhere up in the Redwoods up on Venus, leaving no left side unturned. Oh, wait a minute. It was an introduction to the Rolling Stones.
It was on the 13th floor of the Elk Building downtown Sacramento.
I've been there, done that.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.